An Amazing Experience by Linda Cocovizo. Last summer, Tara, my 14-year-old, and I had the opportunity to attend National Convention in Las Vegas as first-timers. She went to the youth track, and I went to the NOPVC Parent Leadership Program. In the fall, I dropped my name in the hat to be chosen as one of the people to receive a stipend so that I could participate in the Washington Seminar. Sheila Wright let me know in December that I would have that opportunity. I also was invited back to the Parent Leadership Program being held at the National Center in Baltimore before heading to D.C. to talk with our legislators. This PLP event promised to be much more intensive since it wasn't competing with activities around the convention, and we certainly did cover a lot of ground in those 2 short days of meetings. Since its inception in 1983, NOPVC has been an integral part of our federation, working to connect with parents of blind children to ensure those children had the best opportunity possible of growing up with the skills and confidence necessary to become competent adults. At that time, there was a fear that bringing sighted parents into the organization as leaders of the division could open up the NFB for a sighted parental takeover. It was Dr. Jernigan's belief, however, that the blind of the organization and the parents of blind children had a shared interest in making life better for blind people. It was a competent blind mentors and role models who would bring sighted parents such as Carol Castellano and Carlton Walker, our parent leaders for the seminar, to understand and apply the Federation philosophy to the task of raising their children. I feel as if I have been given an opportunity of a lifetime, being able to connect with and being mentored by both of these moms who have stories of frustration and joy to share from their battlefields to the playground. Also during the PLP seminar, we had the pleasure of hearing from President Rick Abono, our own Gary Wunder, Everett Bacon of Utah, and Pam Allen from Louisiana. Each one of these role models spoke about what it means to them to be blind, how we need to learn from each other, laugh at ourselves occasionally, and how leadership is not necessarily about taking everything upon ourselves, but utilizing the abilities of those who surround us. The tools that were given to me by this experience will serve to be very useful in my efforts to rebuild the Missouri Parents of Blind Children Division. The parent seminar was held at the National Center in Baltimore. I was thrilled to have the opportunity to take even just a short tour. Ah, that old familiar smell of a large room full of hard-backed braille books. What fun it would be to spend hours in the Jacobus Tinbrook Library browsing through those shelves. I got a chance to check out the rocket launch exhibit and the tactile representation of Eric Weinmeier's ascent of Mount Everest. We were even given an opportunity to make purchases at the Independence Market. I hope that one day I can get back to the center for the complete tour because there is so much more to see there. Promptly after our meetings ended in Baltimore, I was off to D.C. In the last van to the hotel, we made it just in time to get to the Great Gathering Inn. For those who have not yet been to Washington Seminar, the best description of this event would be to call it a pep rally of sorts, getting everyone all pumped up for taking the issues to our legislators. However, really, you just need to make the trip to see for yourselves. Tuesday and Wednesday were spent on the Hill visiting the offices of our senators and representatives. Everyone seemed very receptive to the issues we took this year. ATAA, GAIN, and AIM High were all bills which have bipartisan support. Senator Roy Blunt was not able to make it to our meeting, but he did make a point of catching up with Sheila before our train left to head to our appointments with representatives. Our group separated for those afternoon appointments, and we came back together at Emanuel Cleaver's office, where he came in while we were talking to a staffer. We had a great conversation, and in the end, Cleaver told us he would support all of the issues. I will definitely, very soon, be following up with his office to thank him for the great reception. We want our legislators to know we remember our visit and that follow-up will serve to help them to remember to look at these bills and to co-sponsor them. So much progress has been made getting the support to have bills created out of these ideas, but the last thing we want to have to do is start over. In my short year and a half after joining the organization, my daughters and I have had so many awesome opportunities and fun experiences. We joined the Kansas City chapter of the NFB a year ago in October. It was clear to me that these were the people who would help me to show my girls what it means to be blind and that the blindness does not define them. There is a saying, it takes a village to raise a child. In the past, I felt that as a blind parent of blind children, it was my responsibility alone to teach my children what they needed to know. For me to reach out for help meant I wasn't strong enough to do it all on my own. I have since learned how incredibly true the aforementioned quote actually is. I don't know if I have the words to convey how grateful I am for all of my friends and mentors in my new NFB family. The only regret I have is that I waited so long to join you. It is my local and state chapter members, NLPBC, and NFB family from all over whom I am proud to call my village.